Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. Pain is an essential part of the Christian life. We see this throughout Scripture and especially in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul states in Romans 8:17 that we are heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. In the first chapter of Philippians, Paul declared to believers, "It has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake." Paul wrote these words from prison where he himself was suffering for the sake of the gospel. He went on to say in chapter 3 that as we share in Jesus' sufferings, the more deeply we know Him and become like Him. Likewise, the author of Hebrews writes in chapter 12, verse 11 of his epistle, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Sometimes we joke around about first world problems versus third world problems. First world problems would include things like slow internet access, getting a bad haircut, the television remote not working, and so on and so forth. Whereas third world problems would include a shortage of drinking water, poor health care, widespread poverty, and in some cases, intense persecution. Our first world problems pale so far in comparison to those of underdeveloped countries that we often poke fun at one another for being spoiled wusses and crybabies. But this past week, while reading Dane Ortlund's book, Deeper, I learned a good lesson. Ortlund points out, and I quote, "Sometimes this note of relative circumstantial comfort in the West can be struck in a way that minimizes or obscures the pain of all believers, unique to their own lives, endure. No Christian, no matter where he or she lives, is immune to the painful experiences of cancer, betrayal by fellow Christians, vocational disappointment, psychological disorders, emotional meltdowns, wayward children, abusive bosses, or 100 other adversities." End quote. Believers, along with the rest of creation, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for God to put all things right in the end. Paul writes about this in Romans 8. It's no wonder our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come." So as we endure the pains of our earthly pilgrimage and bear one another's burdens, let's also thank God that Christ our King is making all things new. Scripture assures us that He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21:4. What a day, glorious day, that will be. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about our church, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.